今天要读的经文记载在列王记上第十八章二十节到四十节。Our scripture reading is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18:20-40. 第二十节，阿合召差遣人召集以色列众人，伫先知大家起去加密山，以利亚前来对证明说：恁心甲仁义到底时呢？还是耶和华是神，就当顺地耶和华。阿是巴勒是神，就当顺地巴勒。民众一言不答。以利亚对民众说：这耶和华先知的只存我一个人，巴勒的先知却有450人。当等我两只有毒，巴勒的先知有法人挑选一只，且成一块一块放伫茶顶，唔通点起。我也有被一只有毒放伫茶上，也袂点起。恁救过恁的神的命，我也救过耶和华的命。那降下显应的神就是神。证明回答说：这话甚好。伊利亚对巴勒的先知说：恁竟是人，侪人应当选择一只有毒，有被好了就救过恁的神的命。却唔能点起，恁将因将所得的牛犊有备好了，兼早起到午间，求告巴勒的名，叫巴勒啊，求你应允阮，却无声音，无应允的，因伫所得的单，四围长跳。到了正午，伊利亚嬉笑因说：大声告吧，因为伊是神。伊是默想，还是行到一边，还是行路，还是困，恁当叫起。因大声求告，按照因的规矩，用枪、刀枪、竹竿、竹长，直到身躯流血。到午后，到献满祭时阵，因伫狂呼乱叫，却无有声音。无有英文的，也无有理会。伊利亚对民众说：“恁到我这边来，证明就到伊那边，以便装修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。”伊利亚照阿谷子孙支派的数目，除了十二块石头。耶和华的话曾经对阿谷说：“恁的名就叫以色列。”用这些石头为耶和华的名筑一个坛，在坛的四围画高，有可用尺证两些啊。有个在坛顶摆好了茶，用牛犊切成一块一块，放在茶顶，对众人说：恁用四个桶盛满水，倒在盘子甲茶顶。有个说：倒第二摆，因就倒第二摆；有说倒第三摆，因就倒第三摆。水流伫坛的四围，到来也满了水。到了献满祭时阵，先知以利亚前来说：阿伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神耶和华，求你今日让人知影你是以色列的神，啊，知影我是你的仆人。有时奉你的名行这一切事，耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，让我这民知影你耶和华是神，如果知影你叫这民的心回转。于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽盘子、木叉、石头、尘土，如果烧断火来的水，这民看见了。就拍倒伫地说：耶和华是神，耶和华是神。伊利亚对伊说：掠掉巴勒的先知，不让一个人逃脱。这个人就掠了伊。伊利亚带伊到基顺河边，伫迄搭杀了伊。愿主所解为有。
啊，这两礼拜我甲大家咧思想一个题目。 These 2 weeks we will be talking about the topic of the contrast between the true and the false God. The Philippines is a nation that has birthed a lot of cults. And yet these cults that started in our country has managed to perpetrate other countries as well. And three of the most prominent ones are
Iglesia Ni Cristo,
Iglesia Ni Cristo.
第二个, Ang dating daan.
Ang dating daan.
Yao ling wat chere.
And.
Kibuloy.
Kibuloy.
So, John, si jisa e chi hui di bin e jie gong to san e gi duan.
And these three are cults that have been locally created.
Dan si kyok jin ho ya.
But they are all very wealthy.
Wat zui gun wat kwa dio jide YouTube e jide pin.
Now, I recently watched a YouTube video.
Jide lai bin yi gong gao hui di bin u bue e.
That talks about 8 people in the Philippines who own their own plane and helicopter.
You
want to guess who those 8 people are? One of them looks Chinese, 2 of them are Chinese. You know who these 2 Chinese people are? Want to guess?
Lucio Tan.
Lucio Tan. And the other one?
Henry C.
It's Henry C. I find it interesting that they didn't list John
Gokong Wei.
I suppose it means that the company owns the plane instead. Now, there are these 2 Chinese people. And then there's
Willie. Levillan,
he is the first one on the list. And there is also a lady.
Tony Boy.
She has to do with Tony Boy.
Gretchen Barreto.
Pastor Bonnie knows all of
them.
Now these 2 celebrities have made the list. Who else?
Danny Reyes, 多一个啊, 讲清楚。 你看有另外一个哦, 是也够打boxing的。
There's also a person known for his boxing matches.
Pacquiao,
and it's Manny Pacquiao.
也有一个。
And there's one more.
Kibuloy.
Now, I was surprised at that news. And so you see that these cult leaders can also be very wealthy. Now, I have a question though. How can we differentiate between what is true and what is false? This is the topic we will be discussing over the next 2 messages. But today, we will be discussing one thing. And that is that truth or true gods will definitely have exclusivity. He will always be exclusive. You see that when Elijah went to King Ahab, he actually challenged Baal's prophets to this particular challenge. And they gathered all of the people together at Mount Carmel. And there, Elijah said, if you believe in the Lord, then you should follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And so you see that Elijah said something. He basically asked them to choose one.
啊，伊唔是讲恁两个拢来。
He didn't ask all of them to come and worship both.
因为这个时代里面哦，有真侪感觉讲，哎，两项计袂歹，对不？
Now sometimes in this day and age, we like to collect whatever we find pleasing or good.
啊，真侪新娘女啊，加一个都无了先。
A lot of people think that what's so bad about adding yet another religion to our portfolio?
但是伊底下真清楚讲，你若要侍奉耶和华，只有一个；你若要侍奉巴力。
But Elijah clearly said, if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为真理本身的确有排他性。
Because truth is always exclusive.
因为当你真理是绝对性的时阵，伊的确有排他存在。
Because when truth is absolute, truth will therefore be exclusive.
比如讲,
For example,
一加一等于二。
One plus one is two.
这个事若是事实的时阵。
If that were fact,
然后其他你袂即讲一加一等于三，你袂即将这物件加咧。
Then you cannot consider one plus one being three.
因为当你讲到信耶和华，为什么这个就有排他性
？And that is why when we believe in God, there should be an exclusive belief.
因为咱的上帝本身是无限的上帝来讲。
Because our God is an infinite God.
当你若讲无限，袂即有两个。
And when something is infinite, there can be no other.
因为你若讲咱的对无限的定义，伊是叫做包容。
Because the very definition of infinite is that he includes all things.
因为当你讲有两个无限的时阵，这两个无限马上变成有限。
And when there are two things that claim to be infinite, then at least one of them should be finite.
因为不可能两个物件同时是无限。
Because it is impossible for two things to be simultaneously infinite.
所以你若假使要行多神来讲
，And if you were to believe in polytheism,
而且你大家皆是多有神论。
Then we are saying that there are polytheistic, many finite gods.
伊袂做讲多的无限神论。
It is impossible to have polytheistic beliefs that think all of these gods are infinite.
这个是无可能存在这个事情。
That is an impossible fact.
因为无限的只有一个可能，一个。
If something were infinite, it can be the only one.
伊袂做有真侪个，你看到。
There cannot be more than one.
所以这个时阵，以利亚讲，你若要信耶和华，只有一个。
And that's what Elijah says, if the Lord is God, follow him. You choose one, you cannot choose both.
啊，你若对中国人来讲,
For a Chinese person,
啊，中国人哦，大行计好，你知不?
Chinese people like to think everything is good.
啊，你不知道那中国人有一个神叫做阎罗王，你知道
吗? I don't know if you have heard of the God of the underworld.
啊哈，对，阎罗王，你啊阎罗王的神对倒落来不?
And do you know why the Chinese believe there's a God of the underworld?
啊是对印度来的神。
This is actually a god that they borrowed from India.
啊，这个不是真正中国人的神。
This is not a deity that was created in China.
我问你，中国神像啊
？What are some of the deities that China has created?
啊？你知几个中国神
？Do you know any of these traditional Chinese gods?
关公。
There's 关公。
中国拜的。啊？有啥啊
？Anyone else that China worships?
观音妈
，They also worship 观音妈。
哎，但是对不住，我跟你讲哦，观音妈是男的，不是女的，听有
？You may want to know that 观音妈 was actually a male。
啊，只是罗贝是人家拜变成女的，伊其实是男的。
The original person was a male, and throughout time they worshipped him and treated him like a girl.
然后你知影中国神有另外一个爱食狗拜。
And you might know that there is a Chinese god who likes to eat dogs。
啥啊啥啊？啊！济公
，and that is 济公。
啊，这是中国神啊。
These are Chinese gods.
但是你注意去看，这是有限的多济。
And you may note that all of them are considered finite in nature.
所以，若是有限的来讲吼，我跟你讲，大家济袂要紧。
And if all of these gods are finite beings, then the more the merrier.
这无问题，因为这是有限嘛。
Because they're all limited in their capacity.
但是当你讲这个是无限来讲
，But when you understand that someone is infinite,
这个即刻有排他性，伊袂就讲大行大个来拢中。
Then there should be an exclusivity to who he is because you cannot accept that there are others.
所以这个时阵哦，这个以利亚哦，真清楚甲百姓讲讲。
And so Elijah here very clearly told the people,
你要紧紧一个。
Choose one of these opinions. If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. You cannot choose both. Once I had the chance to share the gospel to my grandmother. And I asked her. Said, Amma, you should believe in Jesus. And I shared the gospel to her. And then she asked. Can I have both? May I be both Buddhist and Christian? She asked me that question. And then I asked her, and I said, Amma, may I have two wives? And she said, you rascal, of course not. And I was basically telling her, just believe in one. And you see, in our faith, we must understand that if we have one infinite God, that should be enough. And yet when you examine this passage, you see two things I would like to share with you today. At this point, Elijah says, you choose the Lord our God or Baal. And then Elijah had this contest with the false prophets on Mount Carmel. Now you realize at this point that Elijah did not deny that there were people who worshipped Baal. And I believe that these people were worshipping Baal for reasons of their own. And I believe that they had their experiences based on their worship of Baal. If they didn't have these personal experiences, they might not worship Baal. So Elijah here was not denying the fact that these people had personal subjective experiences. All of us have subjective experiences about our own faith. For example, some of us are acquainted with Doc P. And when his father was hospitalized one day, we had the chance to visit him. And one day his wife Jack told us, you know, when I took a photo in the room, when my worker, my maid, took a picture in the room, there was an image of a wing of an angel in the photo. And they showed me this picture they had taken, and there was indeed a feathery white wing. And yet, when you look at the room, you don't see any beings, but the photo captured the wing of an angel. And so they asked me, was there an angel there then? I don't know. Because they did take that photo. And I wasn't there. But their subjective experience told them that God may have put an angel there in the room to be with their father. Now, I believe in that statement. But I don't know if that photo was indeed the photo of an angel. Because the Bible does tell us that the Lord sends his angels to surround us. So I believe there were angels there. But they have this subjective experience. And when we have those experiences, if you ask me why my own father refuses to become a Christian, I will acknowledge that one of the main reasons is that he remembers the time when his family was fleeing Vietnam. And the fact that their whole boat was able to be rescued was, according to him, the salvation of a particular God.
安海迪呀。
And it's the Chinese god 安海迪。
啊，叫只哪吒，你冇听到？
哦，哪吒。
啊，你若会晓，人人你就明白这个，叫只哪吒，又看到一个哦，头白安尼，亲像像阮阮叫只什么啊？这边亲像阮像阮囡仔三三等，所以叫只安海迪。那安海迪救了我。
There is this belief of my father that Ang Hai Di was the god that delivered him.
So,
and from that experience, he continues to believe.
So, I believe that man, I believe that we have
experience. And I believe as Christians, we have our own experiences too.
Now,
I have a question. For example, if you and I were living on the 40th floor,
内面有无神论的
，and there's one atheist，
啊，无神论者
，there's one atheist，
内面有佛教徒
，there's one Buddhist，
OK， 有回教徒
，there's one Muslim，
有天主教徒
，there's one Catholic，
啊，有基督徒
，and there's one Christian，
然后其中一个是何里何道
，and there's one confused person，
啊，何里何道的
，it's complicated，
啊，一下第四十楼咧
，but let's say they all are on the 40th floor，
然后第四十楼忽然间大堆人。
And then an earthquake were to strike. Now, during this earthquake, their lives are under threat. So let me ask you, who would the Muslim call upon?
Allah.
Right? Who would the Buddhist call upon?
Kwanima
or Buddha.
Okay?
Whom would the Catholic pray to?
Saint Mary,
pray to Mary. And the Christian? Would pray to the Lord. How about the guy who's complicated? And the atheist will have no one to call on to. Let's say the building collapses. And yet somehow, they all survived. They all survived unscathed. And so let me ask you, what would the Christian say? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What would the Muslim say?
Praise to Allah.
Praise Allah. What would the Catholic say?
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. How about the Buddhist?
Amitohut.
He will probably say Amitohut. Thank you for Buddhist protection. How about the confused one?
Hockey.
He'll probably say, that was a lot of good luck. I was very lucky. Now let me ask you. Think about it. Who was right? Everyone had experienced some form of delivery. And I believe that if you were already a Buddhist under those circumstances, you would become an even more devout Buddhist. As a Christian, you would be even more pious than on after. Because all of them have these subjective experiences in their own faith. And so I believe that as Christians, it's only right that we have personal experience. Because if we do not have experienced God, then we will not understand how real He is to us. So we see that we cannot deny the fact that there is subjective human experience. But let me ask you, do Buddhists have their stories to tell? Are there good people who are Buddhists? Yes, there are. And so you see that there are good role models who are Buddhists too. But today we are asking another question. If truth is exclusive, then would it we all be able to just believe whatever God we experience?
但是事实
The fact is, Elijah told us that's not the
case.
Elijah said, if the Lord is God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him.
So, this concept is an either or concept, not both and concept.
And so the concept here is you have to choose one, either this or that, and not both. Why? It's true that we cannot deny subjective experience. But what we need to understand today, this challenge on Mount Carmel wasn't about personal experience, but an objective contest. It is an objective experiment, a test that is publicly done to see which God was true. And so you see that true faith isn't just about subjective experience. It is even more important to examine the objective truth. I will give two examples that I hope will help you understand. 2 years ago, something happened in China. There was a husband who sued his wife. He sued her for false marriage advertisement. Have you ever heard of false marriage advertisement? Now, apparently, the story behind this was that after these two people were married, they had a child. And this child was, in fact, very ugly. Just very ugly. And the husband thought, well, I am handsome. My wife is beautiful. Why is this child so monstrously ugly? So he investigated. And he thought of a few possibilities. The first is that she might have had a child with someone else. Maybe she had an affair with an ugly man, resulting in an ugly child. That's one possibility. Another possibility is the fact that he uncovered. This wife was not unfaithful. But she did used to be very, very ugly. And underwent drastic plastic surgery. Until she was very beautiful. And that it was this beautiful person that married him. And then now they have an ugly child. And so the man sues his wife for false marriage advertisement by falsely advertising that she was beautiful when she was not. Now, I don't know the rest of the story of whether he won or not. And that his experience was one thing. He saw that she was beautiful subjectively. But objectively, the facts spoke of something else. There's another story. And in this story, after a man and a woman got married, they really wanted to have a child. And years went by with no children. And so the husband says, let's go to a doctor. But the wife kept refusing. And after many years, he insisted that they should. And when they went to the doctor that one time, they uncovered the real reason behind their childlessness. The fact was, this wife was someone who had undergone sex reassignment surgery. So could she ever get pregnant? No, it would be impossible. And of course, this husband was shocked. And why was he shocked? So all these years, he's been sleeping with another man? And he was in great shock. And both of these are true stories. Now, what I want to mention, we cannot deny that subjectivity could be true.
但是呢，请您更加强调的是什么？迄个客观，迄个事实是什么？
But even more, we should not ignore objective truth.
所以你来对真理的了解吼。
And when you look at truth,
你就明白干那是真的，为什么有假？
You understand that there is truth and there is false.
啊，你知影，凡那有假的物件，是显出迄个真的是有价值的。
Because what is false contrasts the value of what is true. Because if there is no value in truth, then there will be no one aiming for what is false. I believe that not a lot of people make fake biogesics. But do you know what a lot of people make fake versions of?
你什么骗阿黄啊！
骗阿黄，
呀，男人要骗阿黄贵哦。
The very expensive Chinese medicine 骗阿黄 ，that has a lot of knockoffs.
凡那有假的物件，你就知影这个真的有啥咪，有迄个价值。
So you see, the very fact that people want to create knockoffs means that there is some value in the real thing.
啊，我问你 ，bag，
啥物有假 ？Bags and purses.
啊
？What are the ones with knockoffs？
Make in Philippines, okay?
Do people make knockoffs of made in Philippine bags? Not so much.
Hermes,
how about Hermes bags? Are there knockoffs?
LV,
are there knockoffs of LV bags? Plenty. Plenty.
Do you remember Hensi Bak Gong?
Hensi once said, she once taught us a trick on how to differentiate a real purse and a knockoff. When it rains, you can tell if the purse is real or not. A real purse will be hugged tightly by its owner during rain. A knockoff will be placed above the head during rain. That's how we know if it's real or fake. Things don't start with the knockoffs. The fact that it's first means that it's the real thing. We start with the real thing and then false versions follow. And yet, if you know what the real thing is, you will always be able to pick it out among all the fake ones.
所以兄弟姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
等咱讲到真神假神的时候,
when it comes to a discussion of true and false gods,
主观的经验咱无法当讲啦。
We cannot deny that people have subjective experience.
但是咱有迄个经验，咱无法当提。
We all do have a subjective experience.
但是我感觉咱应该对客观事实的层面来去思想这个问题。
But we still ought to examine facts based on objectivity.
所以有时咪传福音。
And when we are sharing the gospel,
你甲人讲多一个较好基督甲啥，大家宗教皆有。
Every religion will have their own stories of how their God delivered them.
皆有迄个面。
They will all have stories.
但是当你挖起到事实真理的时阵，哎，有淡薄无同咯。
But when you go back to the truth, that's where the difference lies.
那我问你好不？
Let me ask you.
咱有可能真侪人是佛教家庭长大。
A lot of us may have been raised in Buddhist families.
我问你一道问题。
And here's the question.
那听清楚这问题哈。
Here's the question.
佛教实在的佛教哈，是无神论还是无神论
？Is true Buddhism theistic or atheistic？
你真奇怪，我问这道问题。
Now, that's a very interesting question. Because they're Buddhists, then they must have a God, right? But when you study the teachings of Buddhism, you will see that their teachings say that the highest level of Buddhism is atheism. Why? Well, I will explain the reasoning behind it. Now, Buddhism believes that life is full of suffering. And suffering is caused by having feelings of the flesh. And because we exist, we have these feelings, and these feelings cause suffering. And so, in order for us to escape suffering, we have to escape existence. And that is why nirvana, or the highest goal of Buddhism, nirvana is about four great hollowness.
就是說一句是 nothingness.
Nothingness.
Emptiness. 就是每項沒有存在。
It's about not having anything exist.
所以因為這個原因，所以佛教本身也跟說， 原來真正佛教是無神論者。
And that is why even Buddhists themselves acknowledge that the highest form of Buddhism is atheism.
那我們現在佛教是什麼呢？
How about Buddhism today?
對不住我說 hello hello。
Nowadays, Buddhism can be a little confusing. I'll give you an example. When I was living in YGC, there was a temple right across the street. And this is called Potosu. And sometimes I would take a walk there. And I would visit the monks. And I would talk with them. And I would chat with them and discuss things with them. And I have asked a few questions. For example, I would ask them where people came from. And they said that man was created naturally. And I realized that these Buddhist monks also believe in evolution. And then I asked them, if your belief is actually based on atheism, why are you worshipping Buddha? And they said that when you worship Buddha, you're worshipping yourself. Now, I never heard that before. I asked them to explain what they meant. And the concept is that when you show respect to someone else, they will respect you in return. And after a very long conversation, after several long conversations, they told me, I have no more answers for you. I will ask you to go to this higher monk. It will ask you to go to Brother Ben's neighbor. Because there is a priest there that I did not visit. I did not visit him. And you know why I didn't visit him? Because a lot of people might recognize me and think that I'm worshipping both Jesus and Buddha. So I didn't visit that monk. But when it comes to faith, faith is not just about what we feel. Faith is about what we believe in. And whether what we believe in is true or not. It's not how we feel about what we've experienced. That's not faith.
所以呢，当咱讲到真神假神的时，
and so as we look at false and true gods，
咱就先了解真神有的确有排他性，特别伊那是无限的上帝。
We come to understand that an infinite God must be exclusive.
所以呢，在这样的过程里面，经历唔能看相当。
And so we should not overemphasize personal experience.
但是我感觉咱也唔通无经历，因为经历会加强咱对这个神的深一层的明白。
Although I do not deny the value of personal experience in drawing us closer to God.
但是这样的经历，就经得起事实、客观事实的考验。
But these personal subjective experiences must be examined under the facts of objective truth. Because objective truth is higher than personal experience. Now, sometimes when we share the gospel, we like to emphasize our personal experiences. But other faiths have their personal experiences too. So what is it that we have that belongs to our faith alone? And that's the revelation of God. The truth of God's word. God's unchanging truth. The truth that has been established through all history. So, brothers and sisters, why do we not need to fear death? Because Christ's grave is empty. It is a fact that his tomb is empty. Because he has risen. And therefore you and I do not need to fear death because he has conquered death for us. And as we look at these passages, brothers and sisters, we must know that a true infinite God is exclusive.
So I hope that we have to experience
and it is good when our personal experiences draw us closer to our God. But we should not ignore or neglect the ability to know more fully the truth of God's Word. Because only then can our personal experiences stand up against trials. And that is even more important. Next time we will talk about discerning what is true from what is false. And we will be examining this passage once again to remind ourselves why, if the Lord is God, we should follow Him. Alright, brothers and sisters. Do not deny that there is subjective experience. But do not neglect the objective truth. Because that is what matters more. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this reminder once again that if we seek to serve you, we should serve you with our whole hearts, our whole beings, our whole lives. As we go through our lives, Lord God, and as we seek what we believe would be good for us, please help us to remember that you have told us what is good for us in your word, that you have given us your most precious revelation. And please help us devote ourselves, Father God, into examining and knowing and understanding your word and who you are, that we may know whom we believe in, that we may value the truth of who you are over any fleeting feelings, over any subjective experiences, that our relationship with you may be enriched all the more as we draw closer to you day after day. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.